This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah and His blessings. Alhamdulillah wa shukrulillah. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with another opportunity with the Q&A program this afternoon on the 25th day of Safar 1443, corresponding to Sunday, the 3rd of October 2021. We commence with the Islamic economic indicators. The zakat nisab is 6,920 rand. The minimum mahar is 345 rand, and the mahar of Fatimi is 17,295 rand. Well, a very warm welcome to our very esteemed Fadil Sheikh Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab Hafizahullah, as well as to the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM in the East Rand, Radio Al Ansar, as well as Markaz Sahaba Online, Voice of the Ahlu Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and jazakallahu khairan for joining us on the program, Mufti Sahib.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum afiz wadi. Jazakallahu khairan.
Ameen. Alhamdulillah, Mufti Sahib was in Durban for a very short duration during the course of the week from Thursday night to Friday. Alhamdulillah, Mufti Sahib has returned home just this morning, and Mufti Sahib is ever ready for the Q&A program. And Mufti Sahib once again is going to be returning to Durban and surrounding areas, inshallah, for the Rabiul Awwal tour, which will commence on Wednesday, the 13th of October. Mufti Sahib?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, Thursday night we had a program there in Masjid Hilal, and then Friday the Jummah program in Sufi Masjid Lennon Road, and Friday after Asr the Nikah of Haji Muhammad Ikhlas's son, our brother Hafiz Ismail, to Sara Bibi, the daughter of Hafiz Yusuf Isaac of Marisburg. Allah Jalla Wala bless this marriage. Allah Ta'ala keep them happy for many, many years, and inshallah in this world and in the year after also they together. Allah bless them with pious children, and our du'as are with them. So we thank everybody, especially the Capital Group, and to you Hafiz Wadi, mashallah, for coordinating that program. So Allah, inshallah, next week Wednesday, not this Wednesday, that will be the 13th of October, inshallah, we will be back there in Durban, and Hawick will start our program from there. So inshallah, we will advertise the program during the course of this coming week. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reward our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the entire Capital Group, and Allah Jalla Wala accept us for his deen right till our last breath. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Mufti Sahib, this couple says that we intend on naming our son Ismail. Please give us the correct meaning and spelling of the name Ismail.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, when we performed the nikah of Hafiz Ismail, the son of our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, so I mentioned to him, Ismail, do you know your Mubarak blessed name is mentioned in the noble Quran referring to Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam 12 times? And what is the meaning of Ismail? Ismail means the one who listens to Almighty Allah, and Almighty Allah accepts their du'as and prayers. My beloved father's name was Ismail. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah's father's name was Ismail. Muhammad bin Ismail was Imam Bukhari's name. So a wonderful, beautiful name to keep, mashallah. But we must pronounce it properly, Ismail. And in Hebrew, and then they say Ishmael. So that also is no problem. So the meaning will still be the same, because the Semitic languages, we say Salam, they say Shalom. So in Semitic languages, you have this there. And mashallah, our brother Hafiz Ismail married to Sara Bibi. So I said that Sara Bibi, do you know what Sara Bibi means? Sara means the keeper of secrets, mashallah. So wonderful, beautiful names, inshallah. And in our Indian culture, we add add the word BB out of respect, you know. Fatima BB, Aisha BB, Zahara BB. So, but one day the Englishman and a non-Muslim, he asked the Muslim, why you all keep BB, you understand? So he said that our wives, they don't sting us once, sometimes they sting us twice, you know, B and a B. The normal B sting you once, but the BB, they sting you twice. But mashallah, that they will be happy with our what Allah's fazl and our du'as, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, this person says that I see many people using zakat money to pay off houses, cars, etc. Please comment on this, Mufti Sahib.
This is a real indictment and totally unacceptable. Therefore, we need to be honest to the Muslim public, wherever you are, that today there is so much abuse of zakat. Remember that by zakat organizations, by ulama organizations, by people and so forth and so on. Let me give you three examples. You go and ask those people who collect zakat and tell them, open up your files and all your financials for the past 5-10 years and give us a breakdown where all the millions are. You will find many of them, even now, they still got millions in the bank and they're collecting interest on that. Now, how do you justify that? I gave you 1,000 rand, 5,000, whatever the amount is zakat, and you are the wakil, you are the representative, you're supposed to dispose of it immediately. There are millions of people, Muslims throughout the world, millions of Muslims in South Africa and Africa who are really waiting for funds, and they are retrenched, they don't have a job and so forth, unemployed, and yet we sitting with millions or thousands and collecting interest. So how can that be justified? Then, second scenario, you get some enlightened brother. These are the people, the modernists, they want to redefine Islam. They say, no, the zakat money, what's the sense? We just give it out. So let us invest that money, and then the zakat money will make more money. And then we will give it out. So all this is shaitaniyat, you must remember. You can't be giving out zakat money as loans and investing and all that. Totally haram, all that. Then you get the third category, and this is what the person really is asking, that what people do. Now I, for example, Allah forbid, we never got involved in our life in these things. I'm just giving an example. So now I got my son, I got my daughter, I got my family member. So my son needs a house. So the Maulanas, they know all the loopholes. So now he'll buy a house, 1 million rand. So we'll say that now he is in qarz. So now he's in debt. So now give him zakat money. So now how you justify these things here? That was meant for the poor people, and then the Maulana will go buy a car, also a zakat money. And then there's this. So remember, the money is going to the Muslim public, is filtering down to my family, and it is self-enrichment. And then on top of it, we say... We say we are making khidmat of deen. We are serving the deen. Are we really serving the deen? Or are we serving our pocket and so forth and so on? So therefore, the student want to go and study. I study in varsity, study here. But he got contact with me. You understood? So I said, no problem. But if a real needy person comes, so you will find that when I was now in Durban, somebody was sending out messages and so forth. So many things going on, you must remember, that you will find that the real deserving person, maybe because they don't have context, or they don't the right color, or they're not our connections, and so forth, and so on. So then we say, no, you can't. So remember, that is definitely unacceptable. So therefore, I always told you, for past 5-10 years, I'm telling you this, that majority of the organizations, South Africa, Africa, and the world, you can't trust them with your zakat money, remember that. Like myself, I don't give anybody. I just give one to Maulanas who I know, I trust, or the organization, and in that way there. Oh, I know there are 5, 10, 20 families. We know them well. They are in dire straits. We help them and so forth. So in that way, that you know your zakat will be paid and it's valid and there's no problems and so forth.
Mufti Sahib, in Surah Al-Kawthar, what is Kawthar being referred to as?
When a person studies Surah Kawthar, you will find that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is teaching us, Inna a'tainaka, indeed we gave you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now if you study the glory, the style, the beauty of the noble Quran, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is one and Allah. But Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun. It is a symbol of respect and reverence. Allah is stamping His authority. Who can create the heavens and the earth? خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. We created the heavens and earth in 6 days. وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ. And no fatigue, no tiredness, no exhaustion had touched us at all. The Christians say in 6 days God created the universe. He, Allah forbid, this is kufr and blasphemy, that he got so tired on Sunday he went to rest. Allah says in Ayat al-Kursi, Surah 2, verse 255, La ta'khudhuhu sinatu wa la nawm. No slumber, no sleep overtakes Almighty Allah. So remember, Allah Ta'ala uses the royal pronoun, the plural, and stamping his authority. So, inna a'tainaka, twice. Inna plural, a'tayna plural. So we gave you, Ya Rasulullah, Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Kawthar. Kawthar is the plural of Kathir. Everything that's good, we gave you in abundance and abundant. The best Iman, the best Islam, the best Akhlaq, the best Ikhlas. We gave you the best sincerity, best character, the most beauty, the greatest faith, the greatest conviction. Made you the bravest and the best of the best of Allah's creation in the entire universe. So don't confine Kawthar to Hawz Kawthar, only the fountain. Yes, that is part of it. But remember, Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that it is abiyad min al-laban, whiter than milk, ahla min al-asal, and sweeter than honey, and man sharibaha lam yazma' ba'daha abada. Whoever drinks from there once, remember, you will never ever get thirsty again. But for me and you, this hadith is mentioned in Muwatta of Imam Malik rahimahullah. People from this ummah, me and you, will be called. Come this Hawza Kawthar, and when we go there, then Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be informed that these people ghayyaru ad-deen ba'adak. They redefined the deen. They brought about additions, omissions, and they modernized, and they did this and did that. You know what rahmatulil alameen, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say, suhkan suhka, get out from here. Go far from me, I don't want to see you. So, O Ummah, I beg you, I plead with you. Our function is it. Sahaba, Sa'ad ibn Waqas and them used to say, it tabi'u, follow the deen immaculately. Wala tabtadi'u, don't bring your own ideas and innovations and so forth and so on and say that this is deen. No. So today, just this morning I came back, somebody sent me an article. The Pope, this current Pope, Pope Francis, is going to Arab countries, other countries, and now they're speaking of one religion. Take Islam, take Christianity, take this, take that, and merge it all. So all that is 100% blasphemy and kufr. We can never ever accept. But you will find people are falling for all these tricks and so forth. So therefore, we must be very clear. Our Islam is one and does not need any panel beaters, no addition, no omission. So inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, and the dua make, Allahumma rzuqna, Ya Allah, you grant us from my kawthar, from the house kawthar, min yadihi al-sharifa, from the mubarak hands, blessed hands of the Master Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Mufti Sahib, already today is the 25th day of Safar Akhtar, when should we be scanning the horizon for the crescent for Rabiul Awwal?
You know, today is the 21st, so inshallah, Thursday evening, and you know it's over 25 hours or so, the moon, or 26, whatever it is, depending where we are. So the chances are very, very good. Some places it will be 28, 29, and you know, hours and so forth. Various countries it is different. So remember, the chances are very, very good, inshallah, that on Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, the new moon, the crescent, will be sighted, and that will usher in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, inshallah al-Aziz. So we hope and we pray this coming Friday will be the first of Rabi'ul Awwal, inshallah al-Aziz. And in Rabi'ul Awwal, every true Muslim is just a natural feelings. So we know the Honorable Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place, the Honorable birth of the Master alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place during Rabi'ul Awwal, Wafatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place in Rabi'ul Awwal, the demise of the Master alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place in Rabi'ul Awwal, Hijratun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Madinah Munawwarah, just Rabi'ul Awwal. So all these things happen, remember, so it is a natural thing, and me and you must learn Siratun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is a neglected subject in our life, Allah forbid. So from the time before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's advent and right till the demise, what were the salient features, what happened during the time of the Master alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can break it up into 100 topics. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the husband. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the father. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the political strategist. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the irhas before the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the extraordinary events that took place. In the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time of the Mubarak blessed birth, what happened? So many lessons, you can divide it, you make every day of Rabiul Awwal a different lecture. So inshallah, when we come, we will try and highlight some of the important features which we must know. Ghazawatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Maqabirun Nadat of Maqabiru Makkah, Maqabiru Medina, the graveyards of Makkah, Medina, with the Sahaba, the Ahlul Bayt, and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam family are buried. So many different dimensions and aspects you can discuss and so forth. Allahumma arzuqna hubbak wa hubba al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa hubba ahlil bayt wa hubba ashabi al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah jalla wala, we beg of you grant us your love. You grant us the love of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of ahlul bayt, the household and family of the Master alayhi wa sallam, and the love for all the Sahaba and beloved companions and students of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam.
Mufti Sahib, are there any du'as that can be read for extremely stubborn children?
Remember that the other day I gave a talk, I think it was there in the, yes, on Friday it was, or Saturday. Yeah, Saturday. So yesterday it was, every day there I was giving a talk there. So Friday morning, Saturday morning, and today, Friday morning, Saturday morning was in the Vella Masjid. And today was there in the Musalla there by the pearls. I gave a talk because our plane was but early. So anyway, yesterday I said, look at every day we have this complaint. Muslim and non-Muslim, if you look at it. Our children are so stubborn. Our children are so disrespectful. Our children have become monsters and rebels in many cases. We don't say all. So how do we remedy all these things? So for you, the Muslim couple especially, and then for humanity, our message is global and international. So I ask you and pose one question to you. Our Hafiz Ismail, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas son. So I took him, mashallah, and you know, gave him some du'as and told him what to read and so forth. So we need to teach our children. We need to teach the couples who are getting married and so forth. It's not that we just tell them, that's the. So what is happening today is this. that when a husband goes to wife, wife goes to husband, and so forth, the last thing on their mind is some du'as. They is just hit and run business, brother, you know. And quick, you must remember this, and then sleep like a baby. No, that is exactly what Quran is saying, you know, happen if you don't read the du'as. وَشَارِكُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ وَإِدْهُمْ. When Almighty Allah expelled the Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan from Jannah and Paradise, Almighty Allah told him, you get out from here and go, وَسْتَوْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِسَوْتِكْ. You go and incite whoever you want to with your voice. You see today, the Hollywood, the Bollywood, the Robin Hood, then suddenly the head is moving, suddenly the feet are tapping, suddenly the accelerator is going more and more of the car, and they make a big noise with their sound system. So all those are the weapons of Shaitan. They in front, I'm giving you the reference, chapter 17. And verse number 64. Then in front, Almighty Allah says, وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. You Iblis, you Lucifer, you Satan, you Shaitan, you become a partner with them in their wealth and in their children. So how does he become a partner of us in our children? When our husband and wife fulfill the conjugal rights, then the du'as, nothing I just mentioned, is hit and run business. Wa'iduhum, and you keep on promising them. Which kind of promises? Wama ya'iduhumu shaytanu illa hurura. And the promises of Satan, Lucifer, Satan, Shaitan is what? Nothing but deception. Chapter 17, verse 64. So Muslim, before you enter your shop, your factory, your warehouse, your job, so say, Ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Say Bismillah, Shaitan takes flight and he runs away. Oh Muslim, whether you're spending your night now with your wife, or you spent last night, or you are married 5, 20, 40 years and so forth, you're an old timer, whenever you go to your wife, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Bismillah, in the name of Allah, Jannibna Shaitan, Ya Allah, put Shaitan far away from us. From us, husband, wife, he mustn't come near. So while we are, you must remember, intimate with one another, he must have nothing to do with us. Wajannibi Shaitan ma zaktana, Ya Allah, put the Satan, Lucifer, far away from the offspring, the children you are going to bless us with. What a powerful, potent dua in Bukhari Sharif. Learn it. Bismillahi jannibna shaitana. Wa jannibi shaitana ma razaqtana. See, that's finished. Now the wife conceived, she gave birth, all. Now look at the one word. Three different places Allah has mentioned it, and all in form of dua. So number one for all of you, Surah 46, verse 15, 1-5. In the beginning of the 26 Supara, 26 Jews, ayat 15. وَأَصَلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, bring about reform, bring about piety, bring about goodness in my children, in my progeny, O beloved Allah. Second one, everybody wants husband-wife relationship. Our houses may become a home. Our home must become Dar es Salaam, a home of peace, tranquility, serenity. You don't want to come home and every day it is a fight and a battle and dysfunctional family. Husband going for the wife, wife going for husband, parents swearing, children and children telling parents what they want. So you can't live like that. So we beg, we petition Allah. Chapter 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant us our spouses and children and offspring and progeny that are the coolness of the eyes. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was asked, what is this coolness of the eyes? So kinayatun anis surur is a sign that all the parties are happy and wa hum fi ta'atillah. Wife looks at the husband is busy with something good, permissible, regarding deen, regarding dunya, the worldly life, the year after, whatever. Husband looks at wife, they doing something good, permissible, excellent, parents look at children, so they're not killing time and wasting time and all. So that is what is meant. And then the third one, so see how important this is. We don't read this, but it's all there for us. Surah chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 40. Rabbi ij'alni muqima salati wa min zurriyati. See everywhere the word zurriyati. Oh Allah, make me of those who establishes salat. I perform salat and I make others read salat. There's no sense I'm reading salat, but my children are fast asleep. No. Rava there. Kebon Allah chair, holiday chair, eye chair, under the armchair. So remember, all and no good. So we must encourage and ensure we reading salat on time. Our spouses are reading. Our children, our students, our employees are reading. Muqimas salati wa min zurriyati. Ya Allah, give that fikr, give that concern to our children and progeny. They must be up to date with their salat, and they must make others perform salat on time. Rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. And Ya Allah, accept our supplication. Salat is our 5 daily prayers. So remember that that is very, very effective in bringing about love, unity, respect, all that. So read all that, and inshallah, give out charity daily. Allah Jalla Wala will unite the hearts of parents and children, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, this person has got aches and pains and wants to know if they can take a few drops, 4 or 5 drops, which is an extract from the cannabis plant.
No, you can't use that. Allah Jalla Wala did not make shifa. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there's no shifa and cure in haram. In Islam, ma askara kathiruhu faqalilu haram. Whatever intoxicates in large quantities, even 1 drop of it is haram. So I'm very happy, actually, one way. Today I was thinking of it, you know. Now you sit in the plane. I mean, going from Johannesburg to Durban, Johannesburg. So now they make all that announcement of theirs. That nobody is allowed to bring even your own food. And you can for this local domestic flights. And you must follow this, you must follow that. So I was thinking, you know, if I analyze this whole thing, so many things here are such that they give it different name. But we will always say, one way is very good, all these things. So they don't want to touch us, we don't want to touch them. So there's no physical contact with the opposite gender. Boarding pass also, you must scan yourself and all this type of thing. Sometimes you give them boarding pass, their finger touches you, your finger touches them. So that also is eliminated. Then you must remember, no daru, you understood? So no alcohol and all that. Before, I know that the way the daru is for you who don't understand this alcohol and intoxicant. They say, bring more, halmi mazid. You understand when we fly international. So one way is good, all these things are cancelled now. They don't serve all these things here. So it makes us, because I remember so many a time when they just put that champagne and whiskey and we don't know all the names. So I used to turn my body away, you know, that even 1 drop by mistake must not fall on our body, on our clothing and so forth. So I was thinking of all this today, you know, then I fell asleep, I think. So that one way, this is a good thing for us. People are getting accustomed to what Islam is really teaching us. We don't have wine, we don't have swine, we don't have all these things here. Now they're no more serving all these things, they're doing us a big favor also. So that is our Islam. So you, my brother, you can't just say, no, but it's just few drops. But that's the problem. Once today is few drops, then the drops will get more and more till you drop, my brother. So you must remember, shop till you drop, you know how they say. So that is the big problem. So when Islam wants to solve a problem, Islam says we must look at the root and not the fruit. Today you got AIDS pandemic. So what they'll tell you, give everybody a condom. Islam says no boyfriend, no girlfriend. Islam say no eloping. Fornication, 100 lashes for the boy and the girl in public. Adultery, death penalty. Just do that, 100% you will see in 1 month everybody is straight. But they don't want that. They want all these vices must carry on. So what you have to do, brother, you got aches, pains, so you do both ways. Islamic medication, you read Quran Sharif. The whole Quran Sharif. وَنُنَزِّلُ من القرآن ما هو شفاء. The entire Quran Sharif is shifa. Remember that any verse you open, I remember many a time I do this, I just open the Quran Sharif anywhere, and I say, Ya Allah, what is your message to me? And I look, so I say, Subhanallah, look at this verse, how it motivates us, you see? So you must do that, my brother. And now write down this verse, Surah 17, chapter 17, and verse 82. So number one, read Quran Sharif. Surah Fatiha 7 times. You read the quls, all that, you blow on yourself. Inshallah, Allah will give you shifa. Number one, take honey. So honey is shifa. Number three, you got zamzam. MashaAllah, so drink it. Apply it a little bit on your pains and aches. Get olive oil and olives. Kulu zayt wa dahinu bihi fa innahu min shajaratin mubaraka. Eat olives and apply the olive oil on your aches and pains. It comes from a blessed tree. Hadith sahih, authentic in Mishkan Sharif. Da'u mardakum bi sadaqa. You are sick, this one is sick, that one is sick, give out charity. So when you give out charity, it attracts the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. You are very, very sick, then you read chapter 21, verse 83, and the dua of who? Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. Anni masaniya durru wa anta arhamur rahimin. Ya Allah, this calamity, catastrophe has struck me, whilst you are the most merciful. Merciful one to show mercy. Yesterday I visited my cousin, right? So they lost their 19-year-old son, so Ahmad Aku, and my sister there, Nafisa, and her husband, you know, that, so Nizam Aku, our Yunus Aku's son. So you must remember, 19, exactly 2 weeks today. So I gave them, you know, words and thus to read and so forth. So when a person is sick, we make dua, Allah Ta'ala grant him in his prime of his life, you know, Allah Ta'ala took him away. So we are Muslim. We say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And we make dua daily. Ya Allah, all these people who passed away with Iman, Islam, Ya Allah, and Kibal, Bal Maghfirat Farma DJ, Jannatul Firdaus Nasib Farma DJ. You forgive them, Ya Allah. Grant them the highest, highest stages in Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. But the lesson for me and you, now the whole family is gone upside down. So just crying is not going to help, brother, sister. You must do something. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Everybody get involved. Read abundantly. Allah ke ya ginti nahi, Allah ke ya wazan hai. Allah does not count the action. Allah weighs the action. So don't worry too much about numbers and quantities and all that. And then every day remember that beg Allah for afiyah. Afiyah. Ya Allah, grant us safety, grant us comfort, grant us peace. You know, when I go to graveyard, what Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, hadith in Sahih Muslim, Nas'alullaha lana walakumul afiyah. Oh, my father, my mother, my brother, this one, that one, teacher, whoever, we ask Allah for us who are alive, and for you who have passed on, for afia. Imagine what a powerful dua it is. But today we have forgotten this thing. We are not saying, brother, sister, that you must only do this. You go to the doctors also and take your send medication, whatever, injection and whatever you and so forth for that illness, sickness. So all these are asbab. These are means. The real shifa comes from Allah. Then you cry and you beg and petition Allah. Allah, Allahumma anta shafi, la shifa illa shifa'uk, shifa'an la yughadiru saqama. Ya Allah, I'm using all this, but I know in the inner recesses of my heart, none can give me shifa and cure. Only you can give me that, Ya Allah. Give me such a cure and speedy recovery. There must be no trace left of the sickness and illness. Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam, teaching the ummah a lesson for humanity and posterity. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِيدْ. When I fall ill, only He, Allah Jalla wa Ala, gives me shifa. See now how many things we learn, but we need to do so with conviction, and then Allah loves it when that one, two tears are shed, and that is for the love of Allah, for the hope and aspirations we have. Only Allah can do it for us. So that is what we need to do.
JazakAllah khairan, Mufti Sahib. Well, that brings us to a break, and we continue the Q&A thereafter.